Well, a year ago, maybe yes, but not even a year ago. But 10 years ago, definitely, it's we work quite differently than we used to do. But that has been a permanent process of changing the way we design, because as far as we're concerned, we started 15 years ago with this research activity that was clearly focused on how our life are changing very rapidly for a lot of different factors, a lot of mutation in technology, in sociology, in economy. Well, ecology, of course, is the one aspect, and this has a tremendous impact on the way we live, the way we work, the way we move, etc. And even what we have experienced recently has accelerated these changes. So we do really spend a lot of time, energy, research on that aspect of what is the function, how do we want to influence, participate, collaborate, or even influence the way people will live in the building, with objective that we have. And the design itself is something that really we pay a lot of attention, that it doesn't come too early. So before we start designing anything, interior or a building itself, we pay a lot of thinking about what are the issue at stake. When we do a school, is we spend several weeks studying what is the future of teaching and learning and knowledge. When we do a museum, we research about what are the new implications for the way we share art with the public and the audience. And for instance, the way you go in a museum with a new generation has been particularly changed by the COVID. And for us, new usage is really a factor that we pay a lot of attention to before designing. And of course, all the environmental factor are now another very strong driving forces. That, for instance, even building we had designed 10 years ago with a lot of demolition in Paris. As you know, we work a lot in Paris, so we do a lot of refurbishment. Now, the question of the carbon footprint in every aspect of the building is now a very strong filter in any design decision. So a simple answer to your question is no, we don't design as we used to do 10 years ago.
There are changes both in the way we design today in relation to 1 year ago, and of course also in relation to 10 years ago. 1 year ago, I mean, we are we're all facing COVID, and we're all facing the pandemic and changing working conditions, home office, and remote communication with everybody, and so on. And that's a quite a different way of operating, which we're only just getting used to. Funnily enough, it didn't mean that the that the kind of sort of activities of the office would have been reduced. Quite the opposite. It's very, very, very busy. We're very doing a lot of work, but we're trying to find our way in this kind of new way of communicating, which I'm sure will have an effect in the end also on what we're producing. But I mean, the 10-year distance is maybe a little bit clearer. Being in Berlin, we are still obviously Berlin is still somehow benefiting, or in a way feeling the consequences of the reunification, which in German was called die Wende, which means the turn, and the political turn is what's meant. That was in the 90s, and soon after that the whole discussion about ecology and a kind of new understanding of infrastructure and climate and sort of emissions and various other kind of aspects that affect the climate came up to the surface, and they are being described in a similar way, in that we're speaking about the Klimawende, which means the turn in climate, and we're talking about the Verkehrswende, which means the kind of turn in traffic, And now lately also in terms of the Bauwende, meaning the a turn in building, which really is affecting what has already been said. I mean, the choice of materials, the choice of technologies, the kind of way we consider our buildings to be operating, and so on and so forth, all of it with the aim to produce, if possible, carbon neutral buildings or carbon positive or energy positive buildings, which is really a new discipline. It's a kind of, it's almost like in the 1920s, the 2020s seem to be a moment, a turning point where we're starting to reconsider how we make our buildings and also how we are conceiving of the city.